city would continue to grow. 73 citizen riots.
Come and get us! Throw down your weapons and prepare to be judged! Judge this!
Court's adjourned.
Great!
You're a legend. You are my finest student.
What's the charge?
Murder.
The evidence has been falsified.
Guilty as charged.
I am not the law. I am the law.
You are chaos.
The sentence shall be life imprisonment.
I'm the chaos. Dread.
Let me crush him, Paul.
Excuse me. We're not together.
It's not for this council to play God.
Who says politics is boring?
What's happening?
We're going to war.
You're a lot of fun to be with, Drake!
So good.
All right, I'm putting it off.
All right, so you got the point.
I tried to sync it up with flushing of a toilet, but
that was, you know, a lot of these movies are like really terrible, but they like have really good trailers. That was a terrible trailer, though. Like from just
watching
hearing
the movie, it seemed like it was a shitty episode of Futurama. And it seemed like there was a lot of...
It was like a more brutal version of Futurama.
Yeah, a lot of leftovers from like the Blade Runner set.
Yeah.
And I think it was just definitely all the leftovers from all the sci-fi movies that happened for a long time.
Yeah.
Just they made it to one movie. They're like, we have all this leftover shit.
Yeah.
Let's quickly make a movie. Stallone is hanging out, smoking a joint, just grab them.
We have all these costumes from Mario Brothers left over.
Just grab Stallone. He'll be a part of it, you know? Just give him some drinking money.
It's like if you took Magneto from X-Men and then the Stormtroopers from Star Wars, and that was the costumes in the movie we just watched, which, by the way, we watched Judge Dredd. And it's Hey Movie
the
Guy.
The 1998?
I didn't look up anything about this
8, movie. 7, or 6 version.
Let's just say it was made in 78. Which
yeah, it's not funny. It's not the new version that's watchable. It's the other one that's not.
Judge Dredd, 1995.
Yeah.
You know what I'm starting to notice, too, is, like, most of the movies that we do on this podcast all were in between the time, like, 1995 and 1996.
Yeah.
Like, every single
movie. That was a terrible time.
It was rough. So, it's Hey Movie Guy. We should introduce ourselves really quickly.
It's been a while since we had our last podcast, but we're back. Yay!
Yeah, we took a little hiatus because we've been busy. And it's Gina and David and two special guests.
S.J. Cruz, and I'm definitely slumming it tonight because I'm a proper fucking author. I'm a proper fucking, like, literary postmodern.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and kick him out of here. We'll be moving on.
I'm drunk, so it'll be interesting.
We've all been drinking bourbon.
And who else do we have?
Rasmi, you just totally trampled over me.
That's how I do it.
She's not a big author, so yeah. She doesn't matter.
She writes things down, right? She does write things.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right.
You know how paperwork.
Like grocery lists, yes.
Exactly.
I wrote like 3 things down about this movie.
I've seen this movie 6 billion times.
I've seen it like 2 times.
I've seen it so many. I watch it every time it's on TV.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I do so many drugs, but the original version I saw, I think, was different. But that's probably just because I just imagined.
I think you are imagining stuff. That's the exact version that I saw. I feel like maybe you're right. I feel like a version that I saw was more brutal.
He actually went to prison in some version.
I feel like
there was a version that he went to prison.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. Like, he makes it to the version and there's just no cannibal scene and he doesn't get away. And he just is in prison for the rest of the movie and then it just ends.
Exactly.
It's, it's just like a man in prison and it's sad.
It happens. Yeah. It's some alternate plane of reality.
This never happened. Please don't look for that alternate ending. But he is an author, so I guess he could write this.
The original version of Judge Dredd. He got shanked. He dropped the soap.
All right. Are we done with this podcast? We should probably cut it here.
So you know how we were talking about, like, Sylvester Stallone in his face? Like, because you know how, like, in the movie, like, he's constantly, like, you know, doing that Sylvester Stallone face where he's, like, crooked talking or, you know, like that?
Did he have a stroke at some time?
A what?
A stroke?
It looked like he had a stroke. Like, I would have hoped that somebody tested him for one, but it's...
Is there a test for a stroke?
There is. There is a test for the stroke. You ask someone to smile, and if they...
What?
Smile, I swear to God, if you ask someone to smile, and if their smile is crooked, then they had a stroke.
I think he just had Botox.
Yeah.
Did they have Botox in 96?
Yeah, I did. Yes. It was extra expensive when they had it.
So this says that... Hold on, where was it that I just read it?
Okay, so if you're unfamiliar, Judge Dredd has Diane Lane. Diane Lane?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Sawyer.
Emilio Estevez.
Is not in it. But we kept talking about it.
Yeah, inside joke that you guys won't find funny. And who else? Sylvester and Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, and Armand Asante.
What was that Asian
who? Joan Chen.
I know his name.
Joan Chen was there.
Joan Chen from Twin Peaks.
Hold it down.
Yeah.
Hold it down. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the only movie I actually thought she looked kind of pretty in. I've never actually found Joan Chen to be attractive in any way, but
I
was into the haircut. I liked the haircut.
Yeah, I feel like she looked kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of cool. Everybody's kind of cool in the future, though, even though they were wearing spandex.
Yeah, those costumes were just, like, so interesting. Because I feel like a part of me kind of liked them. Like, I thought they were kind of cool. Like, especially, like, his gold chain. I like how his police badge is attached to a gold chain that goes around his neck.
It's insanely stupid. It's like it's like those people who have chains from their nose piercing to their ear. Like, that's what I thought of every single time.
But it's worse than that.
Like, it's
bad LA gangster style. Like, even though they have the Statue of Liberty there,
yeah,
it really seemed more like LA.
Did it?
Like, just the gang violence running amok.
Well, because it was such a big city. I didn't really think L.A. exactly.
I think they were just trying to throw, like, all the American cities into one.
Well, it's supposed to be 1,000 years in the future.
And why was the cursed earth in Canada? The century.
You're convinced it was Canada.
No,
we have no proof to back this up. But
cursed earth is Canada. I mean, Canada's pretty fucking cool.
I'm not sure where you're getting Canada. But
they don't have gun violence. What's that?
You know, it really doesn't make
That's
much sense because if they were in New York and then they were on their way to Aspen.
Yeah.
And, like, if they had been flying for a while.
It
like,
said 4 hours.
Pretty far for them
four
to walk
hours,
later
hours,
after
yeah.
that after that plane crash. Like, that's a big.
I mean, the map made no sense. I mean, I glimpsed, like, Texas land was a place. Like, Texas succeeded eventually. And we hope they do, like, very soon.
Succeeded?
Like, if anybody from, like, Texas is listening, it's like, succeed. Like, right away.
Like they did well?
No, like, make your own.
Succeed. Okay.
Succeed. Like, be independent.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, do your thing.
No, enunciation's important. I got you.
I mean, I'm from New York. I mean, you got to
I understand.
I mean, that's why, like, I have the Sylvester Stallone thing going.
I got you.
It's like,
you're doing an impression. Yeah. I got it.
So, apparently in the comic book, too, Judge Dredd is never supposed to take off his helmet. But they had Sylvester Stallone take off his helmet because...
He takes off in, like, the first four minutes.
Apparently, like, producers would not allow an expensive performer such as Sylvester Stallone to never show his face clearly.
That would be ridiculous. Like,
because otherwise, well, I mean... It's not like he has amazing acting skills.
Yeah.
He could have used anybody.
No, so, like, in the new one, they have Carl Urban? Carl Urban?
I never saw the new one.
Okay, in the new one, they have Carl Urban, who's somewhat famous. I don't remember from what, but he's somewhat famous, but he never takes it off in the new one. And it's a little annoying. I'm like, just take off your helmet. Like,
because, like, the comic books are supposed to be really dark, you know, but I feel like this was just more, I don't know, goofy.
This was way cheesy. Like, it was terrible, and, like,
the script is awful.
It was way goofy. I mean, I could tell there was some, like, Philip K. Dick influence. Like,
yeah.
Actual, like, dark sci-fi. But they just went all fucking Hollywood with it.
It was way, like... it was, like, almost a sci-fi comedy in some ways. But, like... I don't know. It was just... It had that whole 90s, like, ultra-violence type thing, but at the same time, like, they had Rob Schneider.
Was there any toxic waste?
There was not toxic waste. Well, I don't know, because there were those cannibals. Like, they looked like they got toxic waste.
They looked
wasted.
Like they were from the Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too. Yeah,
yeah, they were Hills Have Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there were Jesus freaks, too, for some reason. They just threw that shit.
Jesus
that
freak
weird.
Cannibals. That was odd.
So interesting.
Wait, and so they only wanted to eat... Like Rob Schneider's character.
I didn't get. I've seen that a million times and I've never gotten it because
it's like
why would
kosher?
They want to eat the one that is like a Christian
or
whatever
sense,
like they
that's
are.
That's all like what the Eucharist is about, you know. It's like you eat the body of Jesus and you drink the blood,
oh,
you drink
Jesus,
the wine.
Okay.
I mean, it's all those, all right, all
take
those Jesus
easy.
Freaks.
You know what? That does make sense.
I guess
that
yeah.
makes sense because that's why they were so. Controlled.
I was thinking more of like a like he'll go to heaven at least, you know, after they kill him.
Because they care.
Yeah.
I don't think they care.
What
they were just hungry.
Yeah,
they were starving.
You can't really blame them.
I mean, what did they have to eat?
What did they have to eat?
I mean, they're so in.
And why were they stuck in the cursed earth? And why is there a wall for the cursed earth?
Why
don't they just let people in?
Canada, and why do they have southern accents? Why do they have southern accents?
Because they were in Aspen. They were not in Canada.
Why were they in Aspen?
Well, they hadn't gone
the
to Aspen.
The prison was in Aspen.
They were,
no, they
on the
they
way
were traveling
Aspen.
To
they
Aspen.
They got shut down. They got shut
but
down.
But from how?
Obviously, it was not far because
him
that guy
and
walked there.
Rob Schneider had like a 45-minute conversation about right and wrong and how the law is never wrong.
So they probably only went like an hour or so outside the city.
An hour or so in a future spaceship flying
so craft
thing is
they
like
were in Toronto.
500 miles.
They were in Toronto. Let's just say they were in Toronto.
How long would it take to walk 500 miles?
A long time.
No, see, they couldn't have had a 45-minute conversation then. It must have been, like, time-lapse.
They had a very long conversation.
They didn't have that long conversation.
It was...
I mean, Rob Schneider said his name was Dredd, and somebody else was immediately, like, pulling out his shank.
No.
That motherfucker
45 minutes at least.
Who was Rob Schneider? I don't know.
So, in the very beginning, Rob Schneider is, like, getting out of prison. That's how it starts. And he just gets out of prison, and he's, like, in the cab, and then they drop him off at that block war, basically. Like, that's where he's supposed to live now. Mm-hmm. And then he gets in the robot, and that's it.
And so being in the robot was against the law?
Yeah.
And he was a non-violent offender to begin with.
Yeah.
He was just, like, doing computer stuff.
Yeah.
And so why is the being in the robot against the law? Because you're like
because he's tampering
property.
With a city droid. Yeah,
oh.
He's tampering
yeah.
with city property. It's like if there's a
5 years
machine.
Would be an insane judgment
this, like,
for that.
A
like
city vending
it was
machine.
Essentially a vending machine, and he stole the Snickers bar.
What was
he
it? No, was that a vending machine?
Service then.
Was that a no? It was he got 5 years because he hadn't been out for more than 24 hours.
Yeah, he had like a history of
oh,
but. Was that a vending machine? That was a
garbage machine, also, right? A vending machine, too. It would give you snacks.
Did not give anybody snacks. Yeah. I didn't see
it. Don't remember the message. It was like...
It said, eat recycled food. It's good for the environment and it's okay for you.
And it would also sell recycled food. If you stopped it, it would sell recycled food.
This is so made up.
That's why there was spaghetti on him when he came out.
It's because it's the thing was collecting trash. That was trash. It was recycled trash food.
Then why would it try to promote eating recycled food?
No, it was selling
because
it's
saying, hey, go out, buy recycled food.
No, it had ads on it. It was also selling food. It was like a shitty like throwback to Soylent Green.
Okay, when they opened,
it was Soylent Green. He forced
Schneider out of the robot. Did you guys see any canned food or Top Ramen or Snickers bars? No, you saw wasted spaghetti and garbage.
That is food.
Why would it be canned food?
Why would they sell spaghetti?
Because it's New York. They sell spaghetti.
Spaghetti's like a hot commodity there. In an interview, Rob Schneider claimed that the film crew gave Sylvester Stallone extra fire retardant on the back of his costume for the fiery exhaust shaft scene. And then but Rob Schneider didn't get any fire retardant at all.
Because no one gives a fuck about Rob Schneider.
Wow. They were like, we have to protect Sylvester Stallone, but nobody gives a fuck about Rob Schneider.
I feel like Rob Schneider was doing like a lot of the heavy lifting. Like he was at least trying. And
he was trying.
Yeah, he was doing his stuff. Yeah, you know, I mean, it was bad, and he had a lot of bad lines to work with, and he was
like kind of a non-character.
Yeah, he was really irritating because like he was full on ready to like betray Dredd and be like, "Well, you're dead or you're toast, and I'm free and stuff." Like when he thought the cannibals weren't gonna eat him and stuff. So it's like, why would he keep Dredd or why would Dredd keep him around? He's like a shithead.
Yeah, well, Dredd's kind of a shithead too.
Yeah, Dredd. Well, and I mean, I guess maybe it was because Dredd felt like he owed him, because he did kind of put him in that spot, maybe.
But when Dredd at the end was saying that he's a human too, that line was so unbelievable.
What was the line?
It was something about being human. Because remember, Rico was trying to like instill in him. They were talking about the revolution, and I was really feeling for Rico. I wanted Rico to win. I really heard you rooting on Rico. I was rooting for Rico.
I didn't like Rico's accent. It bugged me.
I mean, because how the fuck was Rico actually Rico? It's like you got a Spanish name, but you look kind of Italian.
I know. I liked how it was Rico and Joseph. Like, those are pretty different names.
Definitely at odds with each other. Yeah. But I was rooting for Rico all the way. Hmm. It's like all the riots happening, like, in this big city. I mean, could definitely relate to that. San Francisco, big city. We got problems with the rent.
I just didn't get Rico's plan of what he wanted. Because the guy that paid Rico was like, okay, you know, I'm going to bring in Rico, and he's going to kill all these judges, so then we have to open Janus, and then it'll make, like, super good judges like Joseph. But then Rico, like, throws away the blood sample, and then it's like, for what end? Like, why does he want them to be crazy and stuff?
Well, the judges were only, like, 60% complete. And he threw out, like, the good judges. It was just, like, his...
Yeah, I know, but why does he want them to be like him? Well, or I guess crazy people don't know they're crazy?
Because, like, Sylvester Stallone is breathing down his neck, so he wants them back up. And it didn't happen soon enough because Rico failed. And I was rooting for Rico. I was like, Rico, please succeed.
No, but let's pretend Sylvester never came in to mess up his plan. Why was he making them in the first place after he ripped off the arms and legs of that one guy?
I mean, it's like typical Hollywood bullshit. They never explain like why the bad guys are bad. Okay. Just like they're bad. It just makes no sense.
It was just like
he's just a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
I would Shaft, at least they explained a little bit. You know, he's a bad motherfucker. Shut your mouth. But Rico, he didn't even get that introduction.
They explain that like for whatever reason he became like the perfect criminal because genetically he just turned out that way.
Yeah, no, he's Danny DeVito.
He's Danny DeVito in Twins.
Yeah. No, but I think that's racist. It's like, how come Rico is the perfect criminal?
I feel like Rico and Sylvester are the same race. So I don't know if it's racist.
What was Judge Dredd's first name?
Joseph.
So how come he's Joseph Dredd and then Rico? Where does Rico come from?
That's what I was saying.
Rico is the illegitimate child that nobody likes to talk about.
And did Rico? And what was really confusing is Rico, like, just knew, like,
everything.
Yeah, he, like, knew, like, he was like a test tube baby. And Joseph is, like, in the dark and, like, has this fake picture and stuff. But where's Rico's fake picture?
Well, because Rico knew, because Rico was working.
Or did they give Rico the same baby picture?
No, because Rico was doing all the hard work. Rico was washing dishes in Heavenly Haven. He was going through the struggle.
Heavenly Haven is the apartment building.
It was the inequalities that turned
him into a bad guy. He was just upset. He was like, they're always giving Joseph all the good stuff.
It's like Joseph, he had the fucking badge and he was making things happen.
It's just like Twins. The plot is exactly like Twins.
I don't know.
You know what it is? It's like, okay, so it's like Twins and Demolition Man. If they had a baby, it would be Judge Dredd.
It is quite literally nothing like Demolition Man except for the stupid outfits.
No, it's like Demolition Man because Demolition Man is in the future and his nemesis escapes from prison.
Yeah.
And
okay.
With the help of a corrupt politician.
Oh,
yep.
That's true.
And the politician is betrayed and murdered.
Oh, like in every movie ever.
And Stallone battles his nemesis one last time and foils his plan.
You're right, they're the same movie.
It is. It's Demolition Man and Twins, if they had a baby.
Oh my god, you're brilliant.
It's probably the same writer.
I know, I'm gonna look that up.
What are you gonna look up? Demolition Man / Twins?
Did Jean Paul Gaultier do the costumes for
Twins?
For Demolition Man.
Let's put a ponytail on Danny DeVito.
I just want to show you this picture of Sylvester Stallone in his IMDb picture.
Ooh.
Wow,
oh god.
Wow.
He's an ugly guy, huh?
Wow.
Is that why you asked us if he was handsome?
Well, because for a moment there, I was like, well, those are nice eyes. But then I was like,
they're contacts.
Well, and then I realized they're contacts. So then I asked the women here if he was attractive to them. And they both said no. So
I also said no, I'm not a woman.
Yeah, but yeah. There was also Balthazar.
Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar Getty, the steamy, sexy man who Rasmi is in love with?
Stop.
Who was that? That was Yoka?
No,
he was the sexy
guy. I feel like he was barely in the movie.
He was barely in the movie.
His character wasn't...
He was just the tech guy. Like, he was just like the guy that figured everything out.
He had such a little baby face in this movie, you know, like he, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, he looked all innocent.
What other movies was he in?
I don't even know.
I don't remember, but I was saying that he was kind of a heartthrob in the 90s. I just remember that. Not that I thought he was, but...
The 90s was a really weird time for heartthrobs because Jonathan Taylor Thomas was a
heartthrob.
I
remember JTT and I remember Devon Sawa.
Devon Sawa was a cutie, though.
Devon Sawa,
him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Elijah Wood, but Elijah Wood was funny looking as a child.
But was Elijah Wood more recent?
He got, like, really big again because of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But in the 90s, he was really big because of Huckleberry Finn and then
well, Elijah was like a good little actor though too, you know, like, so that's like a
he had more
substance, so.
Yeah, and it was a time and a place. I mean, Mark Twain was a heartthrob too at one point.
Was it?
He was sexy, he was fun. He was
a heartthrob. maybe I don't know. I don't know about that.
You're
I have nothing.
I know, I really don't have that much to say about the movie. Except that I could talk about, like, the costumes all day just because I think they're so interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're very functional because those shoulder pads look like they'd be really, like, immobilizing. You know, because they're, like, all stiff.
And also, like, as soon as they got shot at, they died.
Yeah, because
and they said, like, they have, like, this heavy body armor.
Their body armor was insane stupid. Like, why wouldn't they die? Their body armor was nothing. It was shoulder pads, football shoulder pads.
And a cup.
And a helmet and a big cup.
And a big metal cup.
For big wingers.
Their body armor did nothing. Their body armor did nothing. Remember the first
guy? Did nothing.
It wasn't Hershey. It was, like, Cadbury Bar who got killed.
Cadbury Bar.
It happened right away.
Did Hershey die?
No, Hershey did not die, but Cadbury died.
Cadbury died. Kit Kat survived.
Well, who's Cadbury? Did I miss this?
The one who
Cadbury
died right
is a non-existent.
Whoever died right away. Like, their armor did nothing. Their armor did nothing.
So, it was... So I was thinking, was that... So I'm not terribly familiar with Diane Lane's movies. Was she, like... I know she was a model, but, like... Was she in anything before that? Like, really? Other than Jack? I remember she was in Jack.
With who?
Jack. Remember Jack with Robin Williams?
Where she's, like,
where he's, like, 40, but he's, like, 12.
It was, like, Benjamin Button,
yeah.
Except less interesting because he's in preschool.
It was awful, yeah. Benjamin Button was not that interesting.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Benjamin Button. It's like that movie with Brad
Pitt so
where he like...
Oh, The Curious Case.
Yes, that one. Ben Button.
Oh, that Ben Button. Yeah.
I know somebody Ben Button. You have to excuse me.
In later interviews, Sylvester Stallone said that he felt the film was supposed to be a comedy action film and demanded rewrites to make it even more comedic. The director and screenwriter, however, had intended a darker, more satirical approach, which led to many difficulties behind the scene. Which
why are all these actors so difficult? Like,
it was like in the 90s.
It like fucking pisses
it's like
me off
Marlon
when I hear these
Brando.
Stories. Like, it's not your movie.
It was that Apocalypse Now.
What about Apocalypse Now?
Oh, anything with Marlon Brando is like a mess. Like, he sounds like he sounds like a monster. Like, I would never want to work with
that.
I mean,
what was that movie with the fucking animals?
Dr. Moreau.
He did that wear pads for the whole
film.
He did
that insane...
No,
he was like an insane
he
bastard.
He did not
want
to wear pads.
Yeah, no, he just wore those the flowy robes, white robes. And
just
because
he didn't
the reason he had white face throughout the whole movie was so his stand-in could do most of the work.
Yeah.
Just collecting a paycheck.
Yep.
Yeah, that's like really crazy. I had something else to say about that too. I know I can't remember.
Was there anybody that you guys thought was good at all in this movie? I mean,
I like the robot. The robat was the most human character.
There was no robot.
I like the robot. There was a robot.
There was a robot.
What robot?
The robot who rips the guy's arms off.
Oh, yeah.
I like the robot.
I thought you meant the recycling robot.
I like that robot, too.
Oh, okay.
I like that robot, too.
You know, so, okay, this is not going to be a huge shock or anything, but guess who was approached to play Judge Dredd before Sylvester Stallone?
Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Yeah, that's
shocking.
Like, so obvious, right? And then...
I feel like he would have done that.
And guess who was supposed to be Rob Schneider?
Danny DeVito.
No.
No, but close.
John Lovitz.
That is not close to
James Belushi.
Close?
Tom Belushi.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Sean Penn.
Tom Jones.
No.
Not Sean Penn.
Who's close to DeVito and Belushi?
Sean Penn.
The other Belushi.
Joe Pesci.
That would have been great.
That would have been
Joe Pesci and Schwarzenegger. That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then guess who was supposed to be Rico?
An actual Latino?
No.
No way.
Very far from it,
that's
actually.
That's crazy, yeah. Whoopi Goldberg.
No!
Oh.
Christopher Walken.
Oh.
Fuck, that sounds like such a better movie.
Doesn't
like,
it?
That sounds
that
great, yeah.
Because Arnold is a much better actor than Sylvester Stallone
for sure. I don't know, Sylvester's done some... Well,
Rocky.
No, I retract
Rocky,
that.
That's it.
Rocky is about it, yeah.
And he should have just done
that. But he wrote Rocky. That's what's annoying about Sylvester is he's like a secret smart guy. Like, he like plays all these dumb characters, but he's like not dumb in real life. Like he's supposed to be totally
just like George smart. Bush.
Yeah,
just like George Bush.
Is he smart in real life?
I mean, he was fucking president. He must be.
What does that mean?
He just had a dad.
Yeah, he had a dad. Yes.
He wasn't that dumb.
I do doubt he was that dumb in real life.
He
but
was
like,
not
he,
that dumb.
He made a lot of dumb
I mean, just
speeches.
The fact that he went to Connecticut University and still fakes a Texan accent. I mean, he is not a Texan.
I think that he's just ditzy.
I have a feeling that's it, too.
He's ditzy like a fox. He's ditzy like a fucking fox.
Welcome back to Fox News.
All about George
We're discussing
Bush.
Past presidents.
What about that Jeb?
He's a candidate. He's a fucking candidate.
George?
Jeb.
Oh, Jeb. Yeah, he's not.
But he's like really behind on the polls, right? Because
we're totally getting Trump.
Yeah, we are totally
just,
getting sidetracked.
Just let it go. It's going to be Trump.
I mean,
okay.
Trump
we all
Trump,
know
I'm
it's going to be Trump.
I'll leave the country.
Oh, I'm so fine with Trump. It'll be crazy. It'll be fun.
It will not be fun.
It'll be fun. It'll be different, at least.
It's going to be like...
I'm so sick of it not being different. It'll
like
be different.
Like Rand version of America.
It'll be different. We'll get a big, stupid wall, and it'll be fun.
We'll get a wall around Canada, too.
Yeah, nobody's putting a wall on
Canada. In the movie.
Yep.
It's going to be just like
this is totally prophetic.
This movie is prophetic.
It is. Oh my
the
god.
The 90s, they knew exactly what was going to happen.
Exactly.
We're going to have a Mila Jovovich in
a fifth element.
In a fifth element.
Wait for the clothes.
Yeah. Y'all better go on diet.
This was a lot like Fifth Element in a way, though. Like, but Fifth Element just looks a million times better. But it was like really similar to Fifth Element.
Like
the future was at least like
it was like a lot of movies because they
total
were just
recall
lazy.
Too. Like,
but like Fifth
I
Element was
too.
What like 96, and it looks like it was done like way, way better than this. And this had a lot of money, probably, right?
No, I think it was just like they just had props left over and they were just like, let's throw together a movie and make some money. It really felt
like
that.
I think Fifth Element was after, though, right?
It was after. They actually had a budget for Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Guess how much the budget for this movie was?
$5.
It's insane.
$100 million.
No, but you're close.
80.
Really close.
88.
70 million.
Yeah.
And it brought in 113 million.
Ooh. You have no taste. You have no taste.
Well, I mean, we watched it.
I didn't pay for it.
Still bringing in money.
I didn't pay for it.
That's true.
Is there anything else we have to say about
there, I think we have covered all we
know,
have to
I
say
like
about
I'm
this movie. We're coming up dry here.
I know.
It was bad.
Bad.
It was bad, but I love it, and I watch it all the time.
You know what I did think that was kind of funny was the grenade gun and how it would be like... He'd be like...
Sentinel flare.
Yeah, grenade. And then all of a sudden, like, he'd be like, initiating grenade.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
That would have to be, like, the biggest gun in the world to, like, do all those things.
I know. How did it just have grenades and, like, bullets,
it
like,
didn't
all in...
It make any goddamn
it
sense.
It totally doesn't.
And then, also, that gun takes DNA every time you fire a bullet. It takes DNA from your hand. Like, I don't know if you saw the whole court scene.
I didn't see that, but now I get it.
Yeah.
So
that's how they caught him.
I would never want to shoot anybody then. Because
well, they didn't know about that.
Well,
they didn't know
I mean,
about it, so it didn't hurt that much.
I'm sure it didn't, like, take a chunk out.
No, it didn't. Just like a little fingerprint.
Right?
Yeah.
And that sounds dirty, too. Like, you know, it's like, okay.
There was nothing dirty about that movie.
Sounds dirty.
The movie should have been dirty.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No, I mean dirty,
I mean, he went
like,
to prison and nothing dirty.
I know. I was waiting for
that
sex scene. But
I meant dirty like you're going to catch on.
I got
you.
It's a future. Nobody got
it.
That's because they're in Canada. Their free medical system.
Yeah,
failed.
The robot guy had a bad
yeah.
chicken pox case.
Yeah. He had scabies or something.
Yeah.
And a hair lip.
And maybe crabs.
Actually, no, when they were about to eat Rob Schneider, he said, I have eczema.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So eczema is still
gonorrhea.
Around in 1,000 years. And gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. is like already sort of gone.
He didn't
like,
say he had gonorrhea.
He did. He said, I had gonorrhea. I had eczema.
Don't eat me. I have gonorrhea.
He was like, eat Judge Dredd. He works out. Doesn't make sense. Because he'd be all slim.
He'd be terrible.
Yeah, he'd be like, all muscular.
Lean
yeah.
meat doesn't taste good.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
I know this was a short episode, but we watched a really dumbass movie.
Yeah, you watch Judge Dredd and tell us more stuff to say.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right.
Well, anything else to add before?
Well, thanks to our guests.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Silent Rasmi and...
It was a shitty fucking
I'm
movie.
Forgetting
yeah.
his name.
And S.J. Cruz.
S.J. Cruz.
And hopefully there are still people listening because we took like a 5-month break.
Yeah. So enjoy, single listener.
All right. Good night.